Municipal Museum. The Museo Municipal de Pizarra started off as the Hollander Museum, which was set up by Gino Hollander, a Belgian artist who arrived in Spain in 1962 and set up home in Pizarra in 1968. He was fascinated by Spain and its culture and started collecting all kinds of antiques. What started off as an individual's curiosity shop became a quite important museum under the name of Museo Hollander. It was set up in his private house, which was known by the name of Cortijo de Egoas. Hollander gave his recollection to the local authority in Pizarra in 1988 and they in turn bought a building called Cortijo Casablanca, which is the current site of the Municipal Museum. The farmstead is a building from the 19th century which belonged to the Count de Puerto Hermoso. The museum has got two exhibition halls, the Sala Gino Hollander, which used to be the stables, and the Sala Agustín Clavijo, which acts as a store and restoration workshop. The Sala de Gino Hollander is divided up into four areas: stone, pottery, metal and wood. The second exhibition hall contains Spanish furniture from different periods, ethnographic material, and the paintings and sculptures of the late Gino Hollander. There are 5,000 pieces in total in store and only 920 of them are exhibited at any one time. An extra exhibition hall was opened to the public in 2004 in order to organize some temporary exhibitions of a lot of the work of Gino Hollander that have never been seen in public before. As well as the space dedicated to exhibitions, there are also some complementary facilities at the museum. There is ample space to park, gardens, a restaurant and coffee shop, a tourist information center, a specialist library and much more.